trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12.
Turn off the music. Recently, my brother Isaac and I were riding our school bus. Our bus driver often listened to bad music. One day, there was a really bad song on, so Isaac and I said to the bus driver, "Please turn off the music. We don't like that sort of music." He would not listen to us. We asked him to turn off the bad music many times. The other kids on the bus said they didn't like that kind of music either. We went home and told our mom about it. She talked to the principal, and the principal told the bus driver not to play that music. Now we don't have to listen to bad music on the bus. Lane G., age 7, Illinois.
A new friend. When I was in grade 4, some of the kids in my class said that every recess they would play a game in the school field, but only a few kids were allowed. A bunch of kids, including me, were left out. For a couple of days, I was bored because the friends I usually played with were playing with the kids in the school field. During those days, I played with some of the other kids in my class I didn't know very well. I got to know them better, and I even became good friends with one of them. One day, one of the kids who played in the school field invited me to play with them. I asked her if my new friend could play too. She said my friend wasn't allowed. I told her I couldn't play with them. At recess, I played with my new friend. I felt good inside, and I knew I had made the right choice. Sanaki Q, age 11, Alberta, Canada.
Starting a friendship. I remember reading a story in The Friend about how scared a little girl was on her first day at a new school. Then a new girl, McKenna, joined my kindergarten class. I sat by her at rug time so she would have a friend. Every time I tried to sit by her, she scooted away from me. I went home and told my mom about it. She was proud of me because I had tried to be friendly, even though McKenna was shy. Now McKenna is one of my friends. I'm looking forward to having other new kids join our class. Michael L., age 6, Utah.
$100 honesty. One day, my family went to see some of the animals at our town stock show. As we were leaving, I found a $100 bill lying between two cars. At first, I was excited, but then I started talking with my mom and dad about how much someone must be missing that money. We decided to report it to the office, but I still felt like we should try harder to find the owner. As we walked back to where we found the money, I saw a lady who was looking for something. My dad asked her if she had lost something, and she said she had lost a $100 bill. My dad told her that I found it and that I had wanted to return it to her. She was very thankful to get her money back, and she thanked me for being honest. It feels really good to choose the right. Justine R., age 8, Montana.
An extra special helper. One day, my mom was so sick that she couldn't get out of bed or eat anything, so I told her I would make my famous eggs to help her feel better. After she ate the eggs, she said she felt much better. I was very glad I was able to help my mom feel better that day. Kyle W., age 9, Arizona.
End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.